KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
On February 18th, the Musical Instrument Museum adds its voice to the statewide centennial celebration with the exhibit I Am AZ Music. The highlighted contributions are wide and varied, ranging from Buck Owens to Wyla Bands. The exhibit also includes a double-neck guitar played by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Duane Eddy. Grammy-winning guitarist Duane Eddy's sound is instantly recognizable, a low, reverberant country twang that influenced many guitar players, including George Harrison, Jimmy Page, and Bruce Springsteen. Though Duane no longer makes his home in Arizona, he has fond memories of the state, and he believes his signature style is shaped by Arizona's landscape.
I was influenced by the desert. In the old days when I lived here, I just loved it. I loved the sunshine, the smell of the desert, especially when it starts to rain, and the smell of the wet mesquite and greasewood, and it just, oh, it's heaven. It's one of the most delicious smells in the world. And I used to think about that when I'd be writing, and I used to often go out and take my Jeep and go out in the desert and write.
Duane spent his early teen years in Coolidge, Arizona. He remembers some of his first musical opportunities, the ones he seized and the one he didn't.
My father managed a Safeway store there, and a local DJ came in. My dad was telling him, my son plays guitar. He says, well, bring him out to the station and we'll make a tape. He did, my dad did, and I went out and I played a song on my guitar, and they recorded it, and then the disc jockey, Jim Doyle was his name, played it on his early morning show, and the kids got to school, you know, they're up getting ready, so they're hearing it, and also I got a call from a little country group there, and they wanted me to work the VFW on Saturday night, and they'd promised me $15, and I said, whew, imagine that, $15, that's a lot of money in 1953 or whatever it was. I said, sure. I'd love to do it. Well, I no sooner hung up, and another guy called and said, I want you to play out the country club with us. We got saxophones and everything. And I'm thinking, I don't think I play that good, you know. I don't think I can play that sophisticated music. But anyway, and I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm already booked. I just took a job for a band to play the BFW. And he said, oh, call him back and tell him you can't do it. And I said, well, I can't do that. I've already promised, you know, they're counting on me. He said, well, how much are they paying? And I said, $15. He said, I'm paying $25. Gee, oh, man, $25. I could use that. But I said, no, I gave my word I can't do it. I'm not going to break my word. He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm the mayor's son. And he says, and you're making a big mistake. He says, you'll never work in this town again. And I thought, I hung up and I thought, I can't believe he actually said that. You know, I've read about that and seen it in movies. People saying, you'll never work in this town again. And I thought, and this is Coolidge, Arizona. So, who cares?
Duane may not have played much in Coolidge after that, but it wasn't long before he had his first smash hit, Movin' and Groovin', produced by Phoenix DJ Lee Hazelwood, followed by a string of hits that shot him to international stardom. Duane Eddy, featured as part of the MIMS celebration of 100 years of Arizona music, running through January 6th, 2013. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project and is supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. To learn more about the MIMS Centennial exhibit and to hear more of Duane Eddy's music, visit kbaq.org.